It was his son drew near, named Theoclymenus, and stood before Telemachus. He found him making offerings and prayers beside the swift black ship, and speaking in winged words, he said, "Friend, since I find you offering burnt offerings here, by these offerings and the god I will entreat you, and by your own life too, and that of those who follow, tell truly all I ask. Hold nothing back. Who are you? Of what people? Where is your town and kindred?" Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "Well, stranger, I will plainly tell you all. By birth I am of Ithaca. My father is Odysseus, if ever such there were. But long ago he died a mournful death. So I, with men and a black ship, am come to gather news of my long-absent father." Then answered godlike Theoclymenus, "Like you, I too am far from home, because I killed a kinsman. He has many relatives and friends in grazing Argos, and with the Achaeans their influence is large. To shun the death and the dark doom which they would deal, I flee, for I must be a wanderer now from tribe to tribe. Set me upon your ship, a fugitive and suppliant. Let them not kill me, for I know they will pursue." Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "I shall not thrust you forth from the trim ship against your will. Nay, fellow, in our land you shall receive what we can give." So saying, he took the brazen spear from Theoclymenus and laid it on the deck of the curved ship. Telemachus himself came on the sea-bound ship and sat him in the stern, while by his side sat Theoclymenus. The others loosed the cables. And now Telemachus, inspiriting his men, bade them lay hold upon the tackling, and they busily obeyed. Raising the pinewood mast, they set it in the hollow socket, binding it firm with forestays, and tightened the white sail with twisted oxhide thongs. And a favorable wind clear-eyed Athena sent, which swept with violence along the sky, so that the scudding ship might swiftly make her way through the salt ocean water. Thus on they ran, past Crune and the pleasant streams of Chalcis. The sun was setting, and the ways were growing dark as the ship drew near to Pherae, driven by the breeze of Zeus. Then on past sacred Elis, where the Achaeans rule. From here Telemachus steered for the pointed isles, uncertain if he should escape from death or fall a prey.
This ends Disc 7.